Are you ready to go from overworking to get okay results to taking your life back and getting even better results? I've downloaded some really effective abundance codes from my guides, and there's an opportunity to join us here soon. You see, having a thriving transformational business, creating a positive impact, making great money while having a life isn't as hard as you may think it is. Whether you're looking to grow your clients in your programs, on your list, or add a key team member, or you're craving an extra day a week to spend with those you love, being in nature, or nourishing your body and soul, or you wish you had an additional 20K in the bank, or perhaps a triple scoop of all three. The Magdalene Codes is where you'll get it. We're starting soon and we always sell out. So if you'd like to be considered and explore together if it's an aligned match, PM me on Facebook. See you over there and let's continue the conversation. Welcome to the Seven Figure Spiritual Leader with Danielle Rama Hoffman, your fast track to partner with Source to create your legacy business without overworking. Now let's dive into today's episode. Hello, Divine Leader. So delighted you are here, and I am over the moon in joy about our topic today, which is multidimensional abundance, multi-D abundance, how to create simultaneous wealth in all areas that matter most to you. And so if you've tuned into a couple of our recent episodes on the expansion spiral, we've been talking about how expanding is natural to you. It's natural to expand. It's natural for you to grow. The expansion is natural. And what we spoke about in the expansion spiral is really focusing on being able to quickly stabilize your expansion is the key so that you're naturally ready. You're ready to naturally expand again. And that one shift is so powerful and potent when it comes to expanding your abundance. And to follow that up and go deeper in what we're up to in today's episode, where we're continuing to bust some what Toth and the Council of Light call illusion lies around what really does create abundance, what creates abundance, what are the keys to be able to go from one income level to another, like from five figures to six figures, from six figures to seven figures. Like, what are the illusion lies around that? And what really are the spiritual truths? And so one of the first illusion lies that we are going to bust here today is that hustling, pushing, hard work, long hours is a way to break through these money, client, and visibility ceilings. And the spiritual truth is that you're multidimensional. You are a creator being, and you create through energy. And so that's one of our major themes here in the Seven Figure Spiritual Leader, is to really be creating multi-D abundance, what matters most to you. So for example, your thriving transformational business or mission or career, being connected to Source 24/7, having an opulent abundance of money, of time, of energy, of health, fulfilling your mission, And your multi-D abundance, the dimensions of abundance that matter most to you are going to be unique to you. So some of my most wealthy moments are spending time in nature, for example. Of course, being connected to source every day, really having meaningful relationships and those in-depth relationships. And growing and learning and expanding. So there are many, many dimensions to abundance. And when we have been in this shift in consciousness from separation consciousness and survival consciousness, where abundance was created from lack, abundance was created from there's a lack of time. There's not enough time. There's not enough money. There's not enough energy. There's this gotta hustle in order to survive. And one of the reasons why I and Tovah and the Council of Light really talk about abundance, talk about money, talk about really thriving is because there's a lot of separation consciousness that resides in these areas. Because money in the old paradigm has a lot of lack consciousness, fear, doubt, worry within it. And so as we spiral our way into this multi-D abundance episode here, there are more of those illusion lies that were based in scarcity consciousness, based in separation consciousness, based in survival consciousness, such as the feast and famine cycle, where perhaps money comes in, clients come in, and then money goes out, or you have this kind of up-down income level. I know I had that for some years where I had a great year, and then the next year, not so much. And then that wave, that feast and famine cycle would even start to speed up where I could see it within a month, for example. And another illusion lie is that you have to trade one form of abundance for another. So maybe your business is booming and yet you're fighting with your spouse or your family because you're working with another 12 hour day, or maybe you're trading dollars for hours. That there's a sense of, in the old paradigm, it's not simultaneous abundance or unity abundance or congruent abundance. It's really this idea of, well, if one thing goes up, then another thing has to go down. And so let's go into a little bit about what is it that I mean by multi-D abundance. And you probably, if you're here, have been tuned into a lot of conversations around the shift from the third dimension, which is the physical plane, and how we most have identified ourselves in the old paradigm is our body, our mind, our emotions, the identity is identified as the body, the mind, the emotions, how the personality, how you've known yourself to be. And those are valuable and important. And yet you're a creator being, you're multidimensional, your energy, your source consciousness. And so you create, and this is one of the reasons why hard work, especially when you get to a certain stage in your abundance, is actually not going to create more abundance. It's like what got you to your current level of success is not going to get you to your next level of abundance. And so I've certainly had a lot of years of hard working, and I am a big proponent of taking inspired action. And there are times to really be going full tilt boogie. And really having an accelerated movement of action. So I'm not saying to not take action. And yet at the same time, there's this recognition of that hard work and that pushing and that forcing and all of that, it's coming from the idea that what action you take in the third dimension is responsible for your results. And what we're up to in Seven Figure Spiritual Leader podcast and in Divine Transmissions and our business is really to bring in the spiritual truth that actually it is also your partnering with Source as a multidimensional being, as a creator being, that is what creates your results. And so that includes really amplifying your vibration in multiple dimensions. And so you have your physical plane action and thoughts and what it is that you're up to. And then there's all this other energy, all these other dimensions that you reside within. And so that, and I don't want to go too much into the dimensions because it's really, and that's one of the reasons why Toth and the Council of Light talk about multi-D dimensions. And so you may have heard about fifth dimension, da da da. Like there's this multi-D dimension and multi-dimensionality, which recognizes that you are creating through energy, through frequency, through vibration, and that is going 24/7. So everybody on the planet has the same 24 hours in a day. And this 24 hours in a day, of course, it's a whole nother subject because you can collapse and expand time. Yeah, the 24 hours in a day, it's like, that's what you have. And yet when you're really accessing your multidimensionality and you're utilizing not only those physical plane aligned actions, yet also the higher dimensions, then you're in a space of infinite energy. You're in a space of infinite time. You're in a space of infinite abundance. You're in a space of multi-dimensionality. So what's an example of this, of multi-D abundance, really using your multi-dimensionality, is that there, perhaps like one of the ways that I call in clients is to really be interdimensionally or multidimensionally, energetically, telepathically connecting with those beings that I have a divine appointment with, that it's a vibrational match for. And so that may be in meditation of really connecting and putting out the signal and broadcasting in the energy realms, which can take a few minutes or really can be as long or short as you might like or I might like. And then it works like magic. And so the multidimensionality, when we're speaking about multi-D abundance, it's that you're in all of your dimensions. And when you're in all of your dimensions of you, then that is very abundant state. You're connected to your birthright of abundance. Abundance is a given, just like what we spoke about in the expansion spiral. Expansion is a given. So spiritual truth is that abundance is a given. And so as you're tuned into that natural abundance in the multi dimensions of you, then you're more and more and more connected to all of your frequency and vibrations. So it's a little bit like if you were going to run a marathon and you had one leg tied up where you could only be hopping on one leg. That would be challenging to run your marathon with only one leg. And when you have both legs and you're actually also using your arms, that's an example of using more dimensions of you. And physically, there's your core and all the different things. And so creating abundance in the old paradigm was like that. It was like trying to create abundance with having one leg hobbled. And now in unity consciousness, as you're accessing more of the dimensions of you, then you're able to create this abundance in a way that is very expansive and very aligned. So multi-D abundance includes the richness of you, the simultaneity of you in connection with your divine knowing, with connection with yourself as creator being, with connection to your energy and frequency, your field. And then multi-D abundance also means that you have wealth in all areas that matter most to you. There's a simultaneity to your abundance. And this is something I'm really, really, really passionate about, and what the Magdalens and Toth have been speaking about a lot, and also from my own experience as an entrepreneur for so many years, is that it's time to create and to have abundance. It's beyond time to create and have abundance in an all new way, in an all new operational system, in an all new way of wholeness, of totality. And so multi-D abundance is that things are expanding in a way that's very natural. And so back to the spiral, that as your money increases, your time increases, your energy increases, your health increases, your abundance of relationships, that there's not this, again, I'm going to give you my time and then I'm going to receive money. And then before I know it, I have a lot of money, but I don't have time. There's the simultaneity of multi-D abundance. And it's a fun exercise to kind of tune into what really does matter most to you. What matters most to you? Because more is not more. More is not more. And separation consciousness is all that you're separate from whatever it is that you desire. There's a sense of gap, or this sense of lack, like you want to go to your next income leap, or you'd like to really be in radiant health and really have this a lot of energy. Or like in my experience of going from a 5-day work week to a 4-day work week to the hours kind of consolidating, becoming more abundant in terms of how much was getting done, yet in a smaller amount of time, then that freed up a whole other areas of abundance. Because for me, one of my areas of abundance that's really important to me is moving, hiking, running, yoga, have a rebounding trampoline, like moving my body and being in nature are really important forms of abundance for me. And so with the consolidation of work hours, for example, of course, for me, it's mission, being on mission. I don't go to work, I go to mission. I'm always on mission. And yet this sense of it didn't actually require all the time that I was giving it. And some of that, of course, is hiring team, and yet it's also just being efficient. And then when there's more energy, when there's more pleasure, when there's more opulence, in terms of spaciousness, then when it is go time, there's a resourcedness. There's a creating from a place of surplus. There's a creating from a place of overflow. There's a place of creating from a place of unity. And so I'd invite you to really tune in to say, well, what does matter most to you? Because especially when it comes to abundance, there can be a lot of carryovers from the collective consciousness that may not even be yours, like ideas of what you think abundance means to you, or what you think you should have, or what you should desire. And what you may come to realize is that some of the greatest wealth for you, your congruent simultaneous wealth, what your definition of having it all, it may be less is more, because there's also a capacity to be fulfilled, to be in a state of fulfillment. And in unity consciousness, you can actually feel fulfilled rather than always chasing that gap or feeling like you're in the gap. So I just invite you to take a few moments, perhaps after this episode, to really just tune into what is abundance to you. What would having it all mean, look like for you? And I mean both for your 3D self, your personality, where at Divine Transmissions, we include all of you, including the personality, because you desire to have abundance, and that's all that matters. And so it's a divine desire. And so what you desire, that abundance that you desire, in terms of your 3D self, and then also what really your mission requires, what is aligned for you. Like one of the original definitions of the Multi-D Abundance Method, which is what we offer in our Magdalene Codes program, the Multi-D Abundance Method, what the Magdalenes were really defining as Multi-D Abundance, is what matters most to you and what you're aligned with. And that's really empowering. It's really empowering because it's not just what collective consciousness or the old paradigm is handed to you as the definition of abundance, or that you should have this, or you da 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 da. It's really bespoke for you and aligned to your mission, aligned to your path on the Earth Star. And your mission requires abundance. Money is here to champion your mission, to do things for you. And so that also really creates a greater sense of alignment and a greater sense of fulfillment, because we're here in the Seven Figure Spiritual Leader podcast, and for you, seven figures may really be aligned for your mission, aligned for what matters most for you. And it may be eight figures, it may be 10 figures, and it may not be. It may be that a different number, multi six figures or six figures or five figures or whatever it is. And so that's also a recognition of, well, what really is your multi-D abundance? What really is that championing of your mission as it relates to your path on the Earth Star? Because what my mission and my path on the Earth Star requires and desires is unique to me and my mission. So that's also where, just like, you know, I there have been so many folks over the years that have asked Toth in the Council of Light, like, what should I eat, as an example? And they never say, like, well, you should eat this or don't eat that, or because what what is going to be nourishing to your physical body is unique to you. And you see this where there are all kinds of suggestions about what to eat. And yet you may notice, and it changes and evolves throughout time, that what really is nourishing to your body is different than what the food pyramid may be saying. So this is the same thing with abundance. And this really feels like the heart of what I wanted to share. And then we'll bring in Toth and the Magdalens, is that abundance it's a very unique, bespoke, aligned energy and experience, not just only energy, yet experience that's very much directly connected to your mission, your path on the Earth Star. And then there's the sovereignty, the empowerment, the courage to really recognize that and to not fall into more just for more sake. Like, well, I've got to just keep growing at the expense of these other things, to really say, to have a sense of, well, for now, this is really what multi-D abundance is. And just like for me, being in nature and growing and having meaningful relationships, moving my body, those don't take a lot of money per se. And so there may also be a dismantling as you go into what really matters most to you, that you may have ideas. Well, I need to have this amount of money in order to have that, where some of your multi-D abundance is actually going to be available to you right now, not later when you retire or whatever. Like, you may already be retired, but you know, right now. Okay. So just taking a moment to connect here for our message from the Magdalens and Toth. Hello, dear ones. This is Toth and the Magdalens, past, present, and future, moving more to the forefront of this divine transmission. What we would add to this dynamic conversation is the energy of unity, the energy of wholeness, the energy of simultaneous, and that simultaneous can really look like where you may be focused on one dimension of abundance in your action. So you may be focused in your action on going from one income level to another income level. So you may be focused on money in your action, or you may be focused on your connection with source or calling in clients or whatever the dimension is. What we mean by focus, we're talking about in your physical plane action. So right now, for example, and this is also the multidimensionality, Danielle is focused in her physical plane action in this seven-figure spiritual leader episode. Like, that's what she's doing right now. And while she's doing that, it's not that that's the only physical plane action that's happening. And there's a lot going in with that one activity, that she's sharing her divine genius, that she is increasing her visibility to those such as you that are tuned in here, and those that we have a divine appointment with, those aligned clients. There's so many dimensions that's happening right now. And yet there's one activity that she's doing. And that, while she's focused on one activity, or while you're focused on one area of your abundance, it's moving forward the other areas of abundance at the same time. So that's what we mean by unity consciousness wealth, a new paradigm of wealth, the wholeness wealth, holographic wealth, multi-D abundance, really simultaneous abundance, that it's all connected. It's all in oneness. We could say oneness abundance. And when you're really tapped into the oneness abundance, the multi-D abundance, then you recognize that your physical plane focus, it's not only action, your physical plane focus is interconnected, intertwined with the totality of all your abundance and oneness. There's no separation. There's no duality. There's no this or that, up or down. There's a cycle of energy. There's a flow of energy. There's a receiving and a gifting and a having. There's a moving forward of other activities at the same time, other abundance, other energies. And this is where you start to dismantle the different sections of your day, or the different parts of your abundance, or the different, sometimes we talk about this as Tupperware containers, that you have these different Tupperware containers. And in one Tupperware, there's your time. In one Tupperware, there's your money. In one Tupperware, there's your energy. In one Tupperware, there's your connection with source. In one Tupperware, there's your whatever the different areas or activities of your life are. And then actually taking off all the Tupperware and putting them into a state of oneness. So as we're completing here, we would invite you to take a few breaths and go within and really receive what's yours to receive from this very opulent cornucopia of multi-D abundance, because what we've been speaking about, what Danielle's been speaking about, it's only been one dimension of what's been happening here in this multi-D abundance podcast. And we are extending our appreciation for your presence here and your choice, your willingness to create in the new paradigm. All is light and love, and we are all. Thanks for tuning in today. Join in the conversation over at the Seven Figure Spiritual Leader Facebook group, sending you much love and appreciation for your contribution to the evolution in consciousness.